I got somebody on the phone about the Berkeley tree sit going on.
Basically, we've been here a year and a half trying to protect this beautiful and sacred Oak Grove and Native burial site right above UC Berkeley campus, in pretty much right in town. And 9 days ago, they came with a full-on siege, which included at least 60 officers from several different UC campuses. It included cranes, cherry pickers, a crew of climbers or quote-unquote arborists, who proceeded for over 3 days at 10 hours a day to cut people's lines, cut lines with people on them, cut people's stuff out, terrorize people, attack people with pole saws, threaten people with knives, violently grab people. So after three full days of that, we lost a net total of 2 people. We lost 3 people, and we also gained 1. We were able to get a new person in during that time. So that was last Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. On Friday, they switched gears, and they went into a starve out and dehydrate out strategy. So now the tree sitters, who number about 9 or 10, who are still up there, who used to have a wide network of trees to climb to and from and a wide network of platforms and nets, but a lot of that got cut out, and they've pretty much been pushed into one or two trees in one small part of the grove. And so those people are there holding out, and the water is starting to get low. The food is starting to get low, so we're demanding that the university allow these beautiful, brave warriors to get some water and food, and also, of course, we're working on all levels to make sure that happens.
Right on. So how long has this been going on?
Well, the tree sit itself has been going on 18 and a half months.
Uh-oh.
And,
here we go. We need the camera. Where's the film?
And so... yeah, we're here. It's been going on 18 and a half months. We've had over 100 arrests, 200 citations. We've had hundreds of people climb into the trees, most of whom never have done anything like that before in their lives. We've had thousands of people come out and show support. It's been an amazing experience for all involved, and we're going to protect this place. But like I say, 9 days ago, they came with a siege. They already had built 2 barbed wire fences around us, which we just kept expanding out past. And until we were over the sidewalk itself. But now they came 9 days ago on Tuesday and put up full-on another set of police barricades that are plastic hands cuffed together, and then a full line of cops. So this is what we're dealing with. We're under siege. They're not being allowed water and food. We're having 80 and 90 degree days down here, and they need to be getting food and water. If people are interested, they can call the University of California Berkeley Police Department. I don't have the number handy, but it's easy to find, and call them and tell them that you're outraged and they need to let these people get water and food and not threaten their lives anymore by trying to go up there and dangerously extract them.
How has the community around the tree sit been responding to this police action?
Well, we've been getting a lot of support. Over the last year and a half, we brought a lot of people together, houseless people from Telegraph Avenue, rich people from the hills, students, artists, old Berkeley activists, all different kinds of people have come together here to take a stand for this beautiful place. Native people, Latino people have come out strong for this place. And so that's continued during the siege. Of course, when you have a 9-day siege and people have their lives and their work and their school and different things to deal with, you can't keep hundreds of people out here 24/7 necessarily. So we've seen ebbs and flows, but we've definitely seen hundreds of people come out here to stand strong and try to make sure these brave warriors get what they need to survive. So we're going to continue to do that. And, yeah.
Awesome. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Just that we really thank KOWA and other alternative media, small-scale media outlets who are covering the story. We've been getting a really bad raw deal in the mainstream press, and we really appreciate these beautiful alternative media outlets that people are creating and maintaining all over the world. And wherever you're at, fight for the earth. It's not necessarily about even helping us out or coming down here or even making any calls on our behalf. If you see a place that's threatened where you're at, fight for it. If you see somebody getting, mistreated by this system, fight for that person. And let's all do this. We're going to change this world for the better into something much more beautiful and better.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Call anytime.
So that's an interview from Berkeley, live at the Tree Sit. Thanks again. I got this information off of indiebay.org, so you can check that out for more information. And also, savetheoaks.com has more information as well.